Unit 4, page 38. Reading. Exercise 5.
A big change for artists. The National Gallery in Trafalgar Square in London has a collection of paintings that stretches from hundreds of years ago right up to the present day. You can plan a walk that goes chronologically through the centuries, 16th, 17th, 18th century, and so on. As you go through the first rooms, you get used to seeing paintings in dark, heavy colors of brown and black, deep reds and blues, with subjects that are indoors or in huge landscapes that were created by imaginative painters. But something happens when you go from room 41 to room 42 in the middle of the 19th century. Suddenly, after about 1845, you start to see paintings with dazzling, bright colors and with vivid outdoor settings. How can this remarkable change be explained? The answer is twofold. First of all, after the Industrial Revolution, artificial pigments had now begun to be used in paint, meaning the range of colors available to artists increased dramatically. The second reason was the work of a man almost no one has heard of, John Gough Rand. Rand was an American, born in 1801 in New Hampshire, but he moved to London when he got married. He was a practical, but also a creative man, an inventor, and an enthusiastic, competent painter. Like all other painters at the time, he worked mainly with oil paints. The problem with oil paint was how to store it and stop it from drying out. Painters used to keep the paint in animal bladders, which they could pierce to get the paint out, but these were fragile and short-lived containers. It was almost impossible to move the paint from one place to another or to store it for a long time, and so painters worked mostly indoors in studios. Most artists were used to dealing with this situation, but Rand thought he could do something to improve it. And so, in 1841, he invented the metal tube. Taking very thin layers of tin, a metal that would not react with the oil paint, he made small tubes into which the paint could be poured. The tube could then be squeezed gently to get out as much paint as the artist needed and closed again to stop the rest from drying out. And they were small and light, so they could be taken wherever the painter wanted. These tubes changed everything for artists. Suddenly, they could go out into wide open spaces, fields, gardens, and streets, taking their paint with them and painting what they saw, not worrying about the paint itself. The art movement, known as Impressionism, partly owes its existence to Rand and his tube. One of the greatest Impressionist painters, Renoir, told his son, "Without colors and tubes, there would have been no Cézanne, no Monet, no Sisley, no Pissarro, nothing of what people were to call Impressionism." John Rand patented his invention, but never became especially wealthy because of it, even though the tube that he invented went on to be used in many other ways, transforming various aspects of life forever.